It's all in my head, but she's punching. Coming out of my cage, and I've understand.
To a State of Trance Festival. I hope we're lifting you higher tonight, celebrating 18 years of this radio show and 900 episodes. We do all of this with 35,000 of our friends in Utrecht, and all of these people are found at one of the five stages, and Ira is walking around to bring us updates, checking the areas. Let's have a look.
Just like last year, we've got the progressive stage here at the State of Trance with artists like Gorge, Mad Bags, and Paul Thomas. It already looks like everyone is having a blast, so I'm going to check it out.
Smaller and more like a club.
We like the effects and everything. The music is great.
You guys are having a blast, right?
For me, I just love trance music, so every stage in here, it's awesome.
Quality. Yeah. Excellent.
Wow, he really is having a blast.
Thank you so much, Ivra. Back tomorrow on the main stage for State of France. pretty sure you're loving the tech energy sounds of Marlo. Let us know. Use the hashtag ASOT900. In just a little bit, we'll see an interview of Armin with White Noise. But now back to Marlo on the main stage of A State of Trance.
A State of Trance, you look absolutely beautiful tonight. Put your hands up, come on.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down
sequence.
Live from the Utrecht main stage, you are in the mix with Marlo playing a tech energy set.
tuned to the celebrations of 900 episodes of A State of Trance in the Jaarbeurs in Utrecht in the Netherlands, with still 1.5 hours to go. We're on stage right now, Marlo, and he promised me he's going to 150 BPM in just a little bit. Hope you're enjoying the live streams, by the way, on ASOT.TV. You have the final artists now playing on the Road to 1000 stage and Progressive stage, but the main stage, Precise stage, and the Who's Afraid of 138 stage will go on until 6 a.m. You can find all the streams on ASOT.TV. On the Precise stage right now, we have a man that came along with Vini Vici when they had the State of Trance takeover last summer, White Noise, and Armin had a little chat with him.
How are you? It's a pleasure to have you here in Utrecht.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here, and thank you for this opportunity.
What can people expect from your set?
Well, this set is going to be very, very special because I did many, many special edits, especially only for this event. So it's going to be the first time that I'm going to play them.
So are you going to play like the more underground psytrance or a little bit more accessible? Or because I know within the psytrance you have like several styles as well. So what can people expect?
Yeah, usually I don't do too much underground psytrance anyway. And I did, I took some trance classics and some of your songs also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So people are going to get some really good mix between both genres.
Are you extra nervous to play in a big event like this?
Yeah, I'm super nervous. Especially in the, it's like a new place for me to play, new crowd, and I'm always excited for any show. So this show, I'm super excited.
It's going to be very dark. It's going to be very loud. Good luck with your set. I can't wait to hear it. We're going to give a 1 minute sneak preview on this channel. And if you want to hear more of this legend, then go to asod.tv and check out the Psy Air.
Make sure to go to asod.tv to check the full set of White Noise while we go back to the main stage with Marlo.
Something for your mind, your body, and your soul. Something for your mind. Something for your mind, your body. Something for your mind. Something for your mind, your body, and
tuned to A State of Trance live from the Utrecht main stage. You are in the mix with Marlo playing a Tech Energy set.
Is going to be played at the end of your set. You're playing your Tech Energy. On how much BPM are we right now?
We're probably about 150 BPM right now.
You're also teasing a little bit, working with hardstyle producers right now. Is that the aim that you're going to go for, or you just want to do everything that you want to do?
A bit of both. So basically, I'm at a stage right now where I don't really care that much about genres or what things are called or whatever else. For me, it's more about the feeling that a song gives me. And you can get very similar feelings about all different types of genres of music. I'm excited about innovation. I'm excited about new sounds. I'm excited about new producers, new artists.
The guys, your protégés, are playing tonight, closing the Road to 1000 States, Aveo. Little Birdie told me that you worked with them on something as well, right?
Yeah, so I've got a collaboration with them called We Are The Future. I'm really proud of the guys, first of all. They're doing so well. I will keep supporting new talent as much as I can, because I feel it's important to give people an opportunity to shine.
Last but not least, you're releasing a lot of EPs right now, with a couple of tracks per EP. Isn't it about time to release a Marlo album?
It is! I've got so much music at the moment. I've got, like, for the whole year, I've got a release per month coming out of my own music.
So from now on, a weekly reminder to Marlo, please, that he needs to finish this album.
The thing with an album is I want to do something really special. There's no point just putting 15 of my own dance tracks in a row. I want to create an experience that you can listen to and that's interesting from start to finish, not just banging tunes from start to finish. So I've got to find the right balance to do that. I need to take some time in the studio to make tracks that aren't focused on the dance floor.
Lifting you higher. This is A State of Trance.
the bass switch. We'll be right back.